Listener Production.
Hello there, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. Thousands of Mackay and Whitsunday residents have risen early to pay their respects to those who've served our country over the last 110 years on this Anzac Day. Here's Major John Zimmerman opening the Mackay Dawn service this morning.
Today, no doubt, you will hear details of Gallipoli, the Western Front, the Middle East, Egypt, and many other places of conflict from the First World War.
The ATSB says a handrail that should have been removed prior to landing was to blame for a helicopter sustaining substantial damage whilst approaching a bulk carrier off the coast of Mackay last year. The Augusta A109's tail rotor collided with the handrail during a routine marine pilot transfer on December 6. Their investigation found the ship's crew were using an older version of the vessel's helicopter operations checklist, which didn't require the handrail removal. It was also not painted the right colour. Since the accident, the helicopter and ship's operator has updated relevant checklist. To other news now, and a Cannonvale chemist has become one of the first to take part in the state government's Aussie First Pharmacy Pilot Program, which allows participating pharmacists to treat and prescribe medicines for a range of common health conditions. It means locals won't have to see a GP to receive a prescription for things like contraception and treatment for eczema. And if you enjoy using e-scooters for a mode of transportation, you're in luck as they are here to stay. Councils agreed to keep the hire scooters in Mackay with 70,000 riders currently registered throughout the region. Mayor Greg Williamson says they are popular with both locals and tourists.
We're now actually entering into some negotiations with some successful tenderers, hopefully, in a new tender to continue. It'll come back to council. We want to be able to have a say on geofencing and safety measures and where they're left, of course, in our city.